welcome.
Item number 32, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to transfer approximately 1.7 acres of land that is a remnant of the former Underwood Creek Parkway and to utilize proceeds from the land transfer to finance Project WP-16705, Veterans Park Pavilion and Restroom, and Project WP-192, Federal Emergency Management Agency, 2010 flood-related improvements. On March 20th, 2014, this item was referred back to the Committees on Parks, Energy, and Environment and Finance Personnel and Audit by the Board. On April 15th, 2014, the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment recommended rejection of County Board Amendment Number 1 by a vote of 5-2 and essentially adopted the item as it was submitted by a vote of 7-0.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan with the Parks Department. With me is Alan Markovic, our attorney for the Zoo Interchange Project, and Sarah Toomson. Sarah Toomson is a landscape architect who's been working on this project for Zoo. The greenhouse project, the Moody Park project, and has done a fabulous job. This coming June will be her third year anniversary with us, and I wanted to introduce her to you guys, and Sarah will present the first part of it, and then we'll take questions on the fiscal side of it.
Thank you. Chairman, Supervisors, I'd like to provide a little context to how this item has come before you. It's really the result of the larger DOT Zoo Interchange project as a preemptive measure for the construction work that will be taking place in the future years. The DOT realigned Swan Boulevard in the city of Wauwatosa last year so that it ran on the west side of US 45 in the city of Wauwatosa and connected with Watertown Plank Road. In your supplemental packets, there's a frequently asked questions. Attachment 1 shows the pre-construction condition of Underwood Creek Parkway. And if you look to attachment 2, it shows the new alignment of Swan Boulevard, which resulted in a major intersection of Swan Boulevard and Watertown Plank Road, which was in very close proximity to where our Underwood Creek Parkway met Watertown Plank Road. For that reason, the DOT's traffic engineers recommended and mandated that Underwood Creek Parkway must be realigned as well. So the resulting design was this roundabout that you see, which turned Underwood Creek Parkway directly into Swan Boulevard. This made things safer for traffic movements, stacking cars, etc. This roundabout not only serves the park users, the Willoway users, Hanson Golf Course, but also Wisconsin Lutheran College in the northeast, as well as the High Point office building, which you see in the lower left-hand corner. We have been satisfied with our access off this roundabout, but the owners of the High Point office building have requested that the DOT, the City of Wauwatosa, and Milwaukee County consider allowing Underwood Creek Parkway, the remnant portion, to be converted to a private driveway. This private driveway would only have right-in, right-out access, meaning that no left-hand turn movements would be allowed. The DOT and the City of Wauwatosa have accepted this proposal, and we have worked on a proposed purchase agreement with the owners of the High Point office building. That purchase agreement has three key points, the first of which is a cash offer of $400,000, the second of which is a trail that will be constructed at the expense of the owners of the High Point office building. The trail and its clear zones will remain under the ownership of Milwaukee County and are not subject to this land transfer. And the third point would be a cross-access easement that would allow the county to maintain that trail and its connectivity to the Oakleaf Trail. The County Parks Department has evaluated this piece of land. It has little vegetative cover and is mostly impervious driveway. Therefore, we consider the only recreational benefit to this piece as connectivity, and we're able to achieve that according to the purchase agreement key items. So we would recommend you consider this item. I'll let Mr. Keegan speak to the financial aspect.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, with the proceeds from this land sale The Parks Department is proposing to allocate these resources to two specific areas in capital and development areas that we need to find some cash to move our projects forward. $225,000 of it will be used as a local match for our federal FEMA projects from 2010 from the floods there. We've got all of our final federal approvals from them. The $225,000 of these proceeds will allow Milwaukee County to leverage approximately $2 million of state and federal dollars to do projects located all across Milwaukee County. The remaining balance of $175,000 would be put into the Veterans Park Pavilion that will be built down on the lakefront at Veterans Park. The previous pavilion that was there was to be remodeled, and during the beginning of that project, it was determined that it was unsafe and was not worth the expense of going through and remodeling it because of structural deficiencies. The building was removed, and at this point in time, we do not have any restrooms available to our park users down on the lakefront, which, as you all know, is the busiest part of our park system. So I understand it's a deviation from the standing policy on how to handle land sales. I've worked with Supervisor Lipscomb and other members of the board to discuss this, and this is the reason why we're presenting this to you in this way, is to request your approval to move forward with what the Parks Department feels are very high priority projects that we need to get funded one way or another. And so I guess I would take any questions.
Mr. Markovic, did you have anything to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Just a few comments. This particular Underwood Creek Parkway was formerly a public way of access for the property owner on the corner. It became very important to that owner, and he approached state, county, city, with the idea that it be continue to be used as a private driveway. The county's response was to perhaps sell it to him, not just to give it to him. And I can tell you that the price that we were able to negotiate represents the equivalent price of what we've been getting on sales through this area, on sales directly to the state. It's $6.50 a square foot for the piece of land that the owner needed. In creating the link between the new public roadway, which Sarah described, and the former ownership, there was a small island of land, almost like a no man's land, that the county didn't really want to keep. And so we were able to persuade the 1200 building to buy that additional piece of land at $3.25 a foot. The reason I'm here is that I would like to keep this moving, because one of the things we've been charged to do is to get that bike trail built early as possible so that it might even have some utility during the 2014 season. The proposed agreement calls for it to be closed within 30 days if and when the county approves it, and so we're prepared to move ahead. One other item that Sarah did not mention, that in addition to paying the purchase price of $400,000, and in addition to building the bike trail, the owner of that building will take maintenance responsibilities for the entire area that will be between the new park and ride lot, which will be built off of Swan Boulevard and Underwood Creek Parkway in 2015 by the state, and the ownership area. So there's a piece of land on both sides of the bike trail that would be hard for the county to service. And as part of the deal that we've been able to negotiate, the owners of the 1200 building have agreed to take on that responsibility. So we think this is a very good transaction for the county to contemplate. Of course, I don't have any comment on how to spend the county's money. That's up to you. But my role in being here is to get the money to the county so the county can spend it. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Cullen and Supervisor Lipscomb.
The only question I have at this point is that I represent an area near Miller Park where there's been some discussion, there's been some land that's it's unclear sometimes whether it's county, whether it's Miller Park, whether it's the state, and the upkeep of it has been disputed almost, seems to me like on a weekly basis if there's a storm. When you mentioned upkeep, are there any problems with where the land ends that they will keep up, or is it pretty, the way it's described and the way I envision it, it's pretty clearly delineated. There's no dispute. It's like, well, we're going to here and you start here, right?
We are contemplating that as one of the closing documents, Supervisor, there would be a recordable easement. We've had the legal descriptions prepared, so there will be no mystery as to who's responsible for what. It will be in a recorded document that will run and burden the 1,200 land ownership and benefit the county's ownership. We're here for a few minutes, and we appreciate the time we have today, but this has been months of work with both the state and the city, as well as with the property owner, to get it to this point. And it's one of the nice set pieces, I think, in this whole process. Just to let you know, Monday we open negotiations with the state over the zoo itself, and I heard Mr. Wickenhauser's familiar voice as I was walking in. He and I will be sitting with the state starting on Monday to find out how the state proposes to compensate the county for the loss of the parking spaces at the zoo, which is the next big set piece that will be coming back before you.
Thank you.
Anything? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Supervisor Lipscomb? I don't have a problem with the sale. I didn't have a problem last cycle, and I actually wasn't the one that sent this back to committee. I did have an amendment on the board floor that dealt with the idea of how the funds were utilized. I do understand that it creates a problem for the Parks Department and that it then leaves a gap in their Veterans Park project. I'm not offering the amendment now unless I hear that that's of interest to others. So I'll just vote against it on the basis that it violates our 2011 policy on land sales and the Economic Development Fund. And given that I was an author of that, I just don't wish to be recorded as throwing it aside casually. And that's how I view the way that the department and the Economic Development Department just sort of said, oh, well, we'll just agree to do this. Well, it's not really for you to agree to do that. I think we had a policy. Now, it is the purview of the board to do that, and people can I'm not asking for anybody else to not to vote for it if they want to, but so to try to be clean and try to help the parks, I'll just vote against the item, but I won't offer the amendment unless everyone tells me that they really liked the amendment.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How much is the gap?
Pardon me, sir?
The gap that goes towards Veterans Park, how much is the gap?
The gap is $175,000. So $225,000 will go to the FEMA match, which leverages $2 million to do about $2.2 million worth of projects across there. And then $175,000 will be added into the $350,000 that we currently have to build the $505,000 pavilion.
Gotcha. And are you also saying that it's not possible to wait till budget to move forward on that project?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there were no restrooms down there last year. There are none down there this year. I get three to four calls per week. We have a million people running and going through that park. We need to be moving. And so just with for safety reasons also, safety and hygiene.
And when is this supposed to be finished by?
We have a contract ready. It's been bid out. All the documentation is ready. All I need to do is have the money. We'll sign it. They'll probably start within 2 weeks after that, and it'll be done before Labor Day.
It's very quick.
About the same timeline as what we did with Lindbergh.
Yeah. For I would just hope other projects can be get done as quick. And then I think I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb. It sets a bad precedent. I'm willing to make an exception, but it definitely would be an issue if this continues to be a trend. So let's not make this a trend. Let's make an exception because it's a project that's a lot of people and needs to get done. But there are so many other projects that we have around the county that need to get done as well.
So. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I personally don't want to see myself in front of you guys selling land anyway. That's somebody else's job, and so, you know, I appreciate your support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, I fully appreciate where Supervisor Lipscomb is coming from. Of course, making an exception, then you open the door to more exceptions because we did it the one time. That said, we can stand firm on future exceptions. This, I think, is, well, if we're going to quantize the value of an exception, I think this is worth it, and I plan to vote in favor of it. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have no... Pardon me?
The sherry want to speak on it?
No, it's 26. Item 26. We have no motion.
Move approval, adoption.
Cullen, Supervisor Cullen moves to adopt.
Adoption.
Any further discussion on item 32? Seeing no indication of such, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item 32.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend item number 32 for adoption prevails.